Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Word Vomit Podcast, a podcast where we give our take on the world of video games, music, comics, movies, and television. I am your host, Emmanuel. On this episode, we have the incomparable Randy Kings.
I guess. I am incomparable. Maybe? I don't know.
And now you just kind of threw off my trail, because now I can't think of a way to describe Mr. Sean Vander.
Peaceful?
That's not true.
That's so not true. And we are recording right live from Garage Studios. This podcast is free for your listening pleasure. If you want to help the podcast out, make sure you're liking, sharing, and subscribing. This is Word Vomit Podcast number 79. Guys.
79? Wow.
How's it going?
Not too bad.
Me, not peaceful. That's a God honest truth. I don't know.
Well, yeah, we said you're not. You're not peaceful.
The first word that came to mind was that.
That's not true.
No.
Was he drunk?
So what's the opposite of peaceful? Should we do the whole introduction again and make sure that we get the right word for him? I could do it. I'm totally down.
I mean, arguably, he was peaceful now.
Yeah.
He's sitting here talking to us.
I'm cool with that. Everything's fine.
All is right with the world at this moment, but I've known Sean a long time to be like, no, man, that's not a word I would use.
You know what? I haven't known him quite as long as you have, but even I can say like, no, that's probably not the best description.
That's not a word I would describe him
I'm feeling pretty good.
That's not him.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Did you get more than 1 point in the Rocket League? I saw your Twitch stream.
He's not going to be so peaceful anymore after this conversation.
You know what?
It's a good show. People who aren't watching, check out Sean Vander on Twitch. It's pretty dope.
I'm at Vander 978.
Yes.
Was my father daughter stream today, and me and my daughter were just playing Rocket League, and I know I get really aggravated when I play Street Fighter. Apparently, my daughter gets aggravated with Rocket League.
Everybody has their salt mine, sir.
Yeah.
Everybody has their salt mine.
And excuse me. But I commentated, and she commentated with me and whatnot back and forth, and it was a good hour and a half long stream. But I'll probably stream again later tonight. So
what was the final score?
Just remember, however, that later tonight does not designate the day you're listening to this.
No. Oh yeah.
But keep an eye out for Sean Vander's
on Twitch.
Vander978 twitchtv.com.
But yeah, what was the end score? Because I got in, I saw it was 1-10.
Okay.
And I was like, dude, what's going on?
Yeah. So Madison played. She was playing bots. And she was like, I want to warm up before I go online. I'm like, all right, no problem. But my happy ass is like, yeah, I'm just going to go online. And I scored the first goal. And I'm like, all right, cool. And I don't know what happened, but some dude who's just David Beckett behind the wheel, and he was just wrecking.
That is David Beckett behind the
asses.
That's
a good one there. Wouldn't
it be hilarious if it really was David Beckett?
And he was just destroying us. And I'm like,
is it Beckett or Beckham?
It's Beckham.
Beckham.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry, my bad. But it's like, whatever. But fuck, it was like 1-10, and I'm like, put the controller down. Go get a drink. Madison, it's your turn.
Yeah, I caught you when it was... It was one. I'm like, dang.
Oh yeah, it was
for
a second, blowout.
Well, for a second, I thought you were the 1-10. And then the way Madison was kind of talking, I'm like, oh, I don't think they're leading the score. It's okay. I know how that is. I play Mario Kart with my son every other day, and he gets really pissed when he's not in first place.
Yeah,
like really mad. I'm like, then you can go cry in the room somewhere else. Daddy's gonna keep playing. Yeah. I can turn this off and start playing some more Absolver.
It is the new equivalent of Monopoly.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna cry.
Someone's gonna be mad.
Someone's gonna cry. And it's gonna happen.
Yeah, and then nowadays it's just Mario Party, but it's whatever.
Man,
I guess
the blisters I got from that game trying to rotate that analog.
Yeah. And there's a new Mario Party coming out.
I love Mario Party.
With the Nintendo.
The 3DS with the pack.
Or whatever the newest one they announced during their
Nintendo Direct. Yeah. They're just the party games. It's not an actual Mario Party.
You
saying
it's a party games?
No. It's just the little mini games. I'm sorry. It's the mini games.
So it's not the board game aspect of it.
No, it's just the mini games.
Well, I mean, to be fair, that's really what you're playing.
Yeah, I guess. But
they're all mini. There's no.
Is it a Mario Party game if there's no board to play off of?
You're still playing the mini
game, though.
Well, right, no, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
but
is it, though? Technically, fuck yeah.
But doesn't that make it a completely different game if you're not actually doing it on
Absolutely.
The board?
It really does.
I'd have to disagree, because all it is about playing the games.
Yeah, but the whole idea is also to strategize on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have the board, then all you have is a compilation of mini games. It's not really a party game anymore. It's just a bunch of mini games.
Yeah, and they changed that shit up.
I feel like you're saying the exact same thing because it's a bunch of mini games
attached to a board game.
But you're still playing in a group of people. So
right,
what is that called?
But it's not a Mario Party game, is what I'm trying to say. If it's a Mario Party game,
it's not
the board.
Let's rephrase that. It's not the Mario Party game, but it is a Mario Party game.
I can,
because is Mario in it?
I could agree with that part.
Are there party games in it? I guess no. Mario's in this game, right?
Well, yeah,
and it's
okay.
A bunch of mini games,
of course.
But
so he's in Mike Tyson's Punch Out. So, but is it a Mario game?
No. Can you play as him? Can
no.
you play? Okay, then no. Then their comment is moot.
He's an NPC.
But I'm saying is that if Mario's playable in a game where there's party games in it, technically it's still a Mario Party game.
But even then, not even all of those were essentially quote unquote party
games.
Well,
multiplayer.
If you're gonna be technical about it, Randy.
That's the best part. It's still a game of party.
It's a game. It's a game that you can still pull out for a party.
Well, yeah, but you're missing still like parts of
Mario Party. Like if you don't
want to
do trivia games, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Which
that's a party game.
We like those.
We do like those.
I mean, I played the
Jackbox.
That's a party game.
That's amazing.
There's no, I mean, except for that whole,
My bad. Big feet.
Except for that whole, was it the Murder House game? It's like, no,
I like
game.
Murder House.
Oh, dude, the Murder House game.
Love that.
Favorite.
Got my whole family into playing it.
It's such a good game.
But yeah, my son actually just discovered that what Mario Party is. And he's like, oh, can we get that? I'm like, no, because I'm not going to sit. I don't want to deal with you. I know how to deal with you when you're playing Mario Kart. I'm good on that. Daddy needs to get some time on my PS4 so I can, you know, start playing more Absolver. Which I really am digging.
Which is great.
But I am getting wrecked in that game. The best way I can describe my experience playing it is like playing an open world version of a game that's like Virtual Fighter.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fucking awesome.
Actually, I think you described it exactly that same way on the last podcast.
I did. But it's like,
yeah, you did.
But it's like...
But they throw you right into multiplayer. They
no,
don't give
no,
a fudge. No.
No, and then I have to be more aware of the environment because I've fallen off of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I fought a dude... Like, there's bosses that you
dude,
have to...
Dude, I think this is word for word exactly what you said on the
last
one.
Week, yeah. Maybe
no,
a little
I fell,
bit.
As I mentioned, I fell in water because you can't swim.
Right, but there's also one point where you almost won... And then you fell off.
No. This one, no, like this morning I was fighting a boss character and then three other, like those are NPC, a NPC, and then four other dudes, real players, showed up to fight that same boss who I'm also fighting, unlike other games where it's like they're separate.
Right.
No.
You were in the middle of it and they were
I'm in the middle. I'm trying to do this and motherfucker stole my kill. I was so pissed. I was like, asshole. And then I died. I'm like,
and then you die.
I'm like, fuckers. Love this game.
You can, I guess, ally with them, right?
No, there's a way. No, you can team up. You have to like join a school. There's all these things in there. I'm still like low level, still ranking up, still trying to figure out what kind of style I want to do. But the game is funny in the sense that you'll see, because I'm not communicating with, like, there's no, I don't know if there's actual a chat service. I never thought about trying it.
Bother to check.
But it's like, hey, I walk by a guy and he's like, hey, and like he does a little emote, a command, he's like saying hi. I'm like, cool. And that fucker kicked me off a mountain. I'm like, you asshole. I just saw you. I'm coming for you.
then to get my ass kicked.
I know. The worst is when I go into an area and it's like, oh, damn it, there's like seven people here. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's called the Royal Rumble. Like, just start swinging. Whatever. Like, just start throwing limbs, man. Who cares? Whoever gets hit, then they get hit.
Well, when they're all focused on fighting just me, it kind of is a problem.
Well, yeah, then it's a problem.
That's why I knew what was going to happen. Like,
well,
no.
Yeah, then it's a Royal Rumble.
He's like the...
No,
that's what
he's
happens.
Like, no, if, you know what? It is, because that makes him the Daniel Pewter.
Right?
Of Absolver.
No.
Where as soon as he got in there...
Don't associate me with that prick.
As soon as he got in there into the Royal Rumble, everybody just stopped what they were doing.
I'm like, fuck.
And beat his
looked
ass.
Looked at Randy Kings and was just like,
hey, guys,
beat that
hell?
Ass.
That's not cool.
Right now.
I'm like, was it? I'm like low-level guy. What the hell, dude?
I guess if you think about it, Pewter would be, I guess, considered low-level since that was like
contract.
His first match.
I wonder if Randy Kings actually has like a middle finger tattooed on his avatar's forehead and everyone's just like,
no, you can't have a mask.
Punch this guy.
I have a mask that I got with the DLC, so it's whatever.
Okay.
Well, yeah, everybody wears masks in that game, though,
yeah,
right?
But mine's
that's
a specific color.
Oh, okay. Well, we're just saying the sense
yeah,
of, like,
but everyone has
they
a
can't be a metal finger on his forehead.
No.
If
I mean,
there
I guess
is,
cool design.
He's wearing a mask.
Although
over
I did
it.
Jack someone, like, I knocked someone's sword out of their hand. I took it and I killed them with it. Like,
yeah, you can do that.
I was like, yeah. No, I know, Sean, because I did it.
Yeah. I know you can do that. I saw. I don't own it. I was watching a bunch of Let's Plays with it. I'm like, yeah. Man, I think I need to get this. But I do have a question. Is there grabs in that?
No.
Fuck, really?
No, it's all
that
strikes.
Game would be totally different if it was grabs.
Yeah, but then that kind of. That takes away from what their combat style is.
I guess, but
because if you look at how they fight, they're the team behind Slow Clap. They're very much inspired by kung fu movies, and there's not a lot of grabbing in kung fu movies. There's
but
no
if it's like virtual fighting,
unless
there's
they
grabs
use
in virtual fighting,
unless
yes,
they
but
use
not,
eagle style fighting. Or possibly
whatever.
Tiger.
Yeah, I get it,
but no, they don't.
That's
have,
about
there's
it.
No throws or anything like that. I mean, not that they've implemented yet. They might, but I imagine there's going to be
movies.
Not really. Not a lot.
Like I said, yeah, there is. There, I mean,
of course there is.
In this case, Randy Kings is right in the sense of there's not a lot.
But he's trying to compare it. Yeah,
but there is, like, you know, again, kung fu styles. There's
also, I think it would kind of mess it up because then all you'd have to do is wait by a ledge, fight someone, and then grab and throw them off.
Which
depending
is probably,
on your
which
throw.
Is probably one of the things that they've taken into account. Which is why
it's like
it
no, when you throw someone,
used.
You're gonna like you probably want to do like the was it the Ken Rolling throwback? I'm like, yeah, yeah, you're off the cliff now, asshole.
The Ken
I can,
roll.
You know what? Here's
that'd
the thing, too,
dope,
is that I can imagine Randy Kings.
I would totally
almost,
do that.
No, no. I can imagine Randy Kings almost winning a fight, and then the guy just so happens to perfectly align it, so he does the double roll before he tosses Randy
like,
Kings off the stage.
Us.
I can see that happening.
So pissed.
I can totally see that happening.
Yeah,
with
I
your
guess.
Look
I mean,
in that game,
did.
Yeah.
Then it'd be a game or a match like of For Honor, because that's the always the problem in For Honor.
Yeah.
You just get knocked off the edge, and you're like totally winning. But you get
yeah.
pushed, and you're dead. Like
yeah, there's
right
not
off
a,
the castle.
Yeah, there's not a well in the game. There's that many ledged areas. I would say.
Yeah, there
I
isn't.
Mean, in that,
from
in
what
that.
I could tell.
In,
all right,
but I need to own that though. It looks
it's
really
not
good.
Bad. $30 online is so. For what you're getting online only though. There's not a lot of,
right.
not a lot of single player yet. They're working on it.
So, we're scouring the internet looking for news, and of course, you'll always find news.
Yeah.
And one of the things that caught my attention was the beef. That seems to be developing between Justin Bieber and Marilyn Manson. Now, you would honestly think two completely different worlds have nothing to do with each other
I'm just
whatsoever.
Imagine the circle with
right.
it, of fans of Marilyn Manson that intersect with Justin Bieber.
And according to Marilyn Manson, Justin Bieber, well, and this is, by the way, we already knew this, but Justin Bieber's a little shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are well aware of this.
Yes.
So, you know what? Randy, you heard about this, and then you did research about it,
a little
and
bit,
you
yeah.
were outraged.
More, because it's appalling.
So, I'll
I don't
go
know.
Ahead. Why,
I
don't
like
you go, why don't you go ahead and take lead
well,
on this
Well, basically,
one.
The, was it happened last year. Essentially, Justin Bieber, during
okay.
his concert, decided he would like to use Marilyn Manson's image on one of his tour shirts, which is great if you are cool with Marilyn Manson. Allegedly, he says that they had gotten permission from Marilyn Manson to make these shirts, printed them out.
Let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to just stop you right there. Everybody knows how big of a pile of bullshit that is.
Hey, just I'm pointing out, that's what they're saying.
No, that's not, no, but what yeah. I'm saying is for them to come out and say, oh, we got permission, like that statement in itself,
yeah.
pile of bullshit.
Yeah, no, that's not true.
Agreed.
Continue.
That's not true. At least,
continue.
Marilyn Manson got wind of it, saw the shirt, and was like, A, what the fuck were I using my image, Justin Bieber? B, he charged motherfuckers $200 for a t-shirt. $200. 200, that's two-thirds of a Nintendo Switch. That is, was it, that's half of a PlayStation VR. That is, what, like, two, well, not 2 weeks, that's like a month worth of gas for some people.
Jesus.
For a fucking t-shirt.
Well, let's see. If you were stupid enough to go to a Justin Bieber concert, you
well,
deserve this.
To be fair.
Look, I will
his market. I'm not going to knock his
I'm,
fans.
I'm not going to. Yeah, exactly. You don't
because,
knock the fans.
Because
if they get happy
it's their song.
Listening to his
sure.
music. Okay, fine. By all means, go have fun. He's probably going to spit on you.
Maybe.
If that's your thing, then hey, more power to you.
He has a demographic he speaks to very well.
I'm not going to.
I mean, people
I'm,
can say the
I'm
same thing. Is
him.
It true when people say, oh, you play video games? That's a kid's thing.
Okay.
It's like,
so, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not, right. Don't knock the fans of it. Yeah. He, but he, He was charging $200 for a shirt. I can't imagine spending that much at a concert for one thing, that let alone a T-shirt. Of course, Marilyn Manson is appalled by this. I guess he actually saw him and confronted him.
He went to a bar.
Yeah, I guess I'm weirded out that Marilyn Manson would go to a bar. I feel like he's not kind of dude.
And that's exactly what he says too. And he's like, and I fucking hated it just going in there.
I'm like, I can't imagine him just doing that. That's just weird to me. But he goes in, confronts him about it, and then Justin Bieber had the gall to tell him, "It's okay, I made you relevant again." I'm like, you little asshole. How dare you say that to Marilyn Manson? Doesn't give a shit about relevancy.
Right.
He really doesn't. I imagine him being a confident enough man to where he's like, I'm fucking Marilyn Manson. I can do what I want.
I've got my 10th studio album coming out.
True.
At the time. Yeah. It's already out now, time. Or it was coming out. First off, well, continue.
I was gonna say,
if I keep going, I'm gonna go on a huge rant. I want you to get everything out.
Well, no, I mean, essentially that's it. He tells him he's relevant, and then that pretty much set Marilyn Manson off, where he's like, "You little shit." I'm assuming that's actually what he said. I would hope
there's more to that. There is actually a little bit more.
He'd be
a
little prick about it, and then I guess he got lawyers, said I didn't give you permission, and then got all the money for those shirts.
Essentially, gave him a blank check and was just like, "Go for it, man. We fucked you over."
I still can't believe. Well, first of all, why did he think using Marilyn Manson's image would be okay for his concert tour? I don't get how that works. Like,
what was the image?
And also, don't know who bought those shirts. Did they even know who Marilyn Manson is? I mean, I'm assuming because it hits that.
And another question:
T-market.
Who would buy a $200 T-shirt?
There's a lot of people who buy shit. There's a lot of people.
Here's the thing: I'll go to a concert. And I'll make sure to walk away with something. And even I'll feel like it's overpriced, but I want to walk. Here's the perfect example. I will go and I will buy a band shirt.
Okay.
For a concert. I started that with Lemmy's show when he played in 2015. So it's a tour shirt. It has on the back of it, it has the entire tour schedule on the front of it. It's the Motorhead emblem.
Dope.
With the motto, born to lose, live to win in Latin. And then from there, it started going from there. Every concert that I would go to was a shirt. If they had a sick poster, like when I went to go see A Perfect Circle.
Yeah.
They had a poster specifically for the show at the Bill Graham Civic.
Yeah.
They weren't going to give this poster away at any other location.
Yeah.
Each location got its own unique poster.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. There's a
lot of artists who do that. Specific concert specific.
Paid a little bit more than I should have. It's like $80.
Whew.
But that's still something special right there. That's still something really cool.
I just show Sean Vander what the shirt looks like. It actually says bigger than Satan on the back, and it's Marilyn Manson on the front. And it actually Manson says his name, Marilyn Manson. I'm like, I don't.
And then Bieber right on the bottom part of the shirt near his ass.
I don't get it. I think also it's because, you know, obviously the demographic, the young girls that are there probably with their parents. Parents tell them, you get one thing, tell them with this shirt.
For $200.
Hey.
So really? I'll put some more information as to what would happen between the two of them.
Maybe we should put that on our Instagram.
No.
No, I'm not going to help Bieber out with that. Okay. Fuck that guy.
Sean Vander, can we get your 2 cents on this, please?
Fuck that guy.
Which one? You gotta be specific.
Well, okay, first off, Justin Bieber, I don't know why you did this. And this was a year ago, right? Or this was, when did this happen?
It happened last year.
This happened last year, and we're talking about it
because
now.
Because
Manson barely came out.
No, he didn't, because no one knew what was going on.
Oh, okay.
Like, there was no word on what happened. He did an interview
until
recently.
Now.
And then Marilyn Manson did an interview and he explained his side, what happened.
Okay, well, first off, Justin Bieber, go fuck yourself. All right.
I think he's tried.
Okay. As many scandals as X guys has been in, while he was dating, what's her face?
Selena Gomez.
Yeah. He was coming out of a brothel in, like, Brazil or something, and there was photos of him in, like, some Brazilian woman's lap.
I mean, if there's one place, a brothel, you'd want to go to, in Brazil.
He pissed on a...
But still, yeah.
He was at a nightclub and Bill Clinton was there, which, funny enough, Bill Clinton was at a nightclub. And
that I believe. That's totally understandable.
Yeah, but it's like,
hey, Slick Willie. He's all doing, right, cool. He's partying it out.
All right, Mr. Ex-President. Cool, dope. But he pissed on a...
Hey, man, he was our president. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Like
within reason.
So long as he's not hurting anybody.
Bieber had beef with him and then said, fuck Bill Clinton, like, and pissed on a picture of him or something. And then, like, fucking whatever. He went... Oh, this was the funniest. He went to Anne Frank's house and, like...
Oh, yeah. What was that?
And he was, like... He wrote in the guest book. It was, like... he felt pretty profound about being here. What
she
an honor to being here. And Anne Frank's my girl.
Wait,
yo.
No, she said that Anne Frank would have been a Belieber.
Yeah,
like,
something like that.
Fuck you, dude.
And,
what,
like,
is your problem?
Fuck you.
Okay, so let me...
So fuck that guy.
I'm pretty sure everybody got the idea.
Yeah,
two cents on that.
Yeah.
So here's what ended up happening, according to Manson.
Okay.
Everything that Randy King said, absolutely correct. But this was the actual conversation. So
okay, yeah, you got it.
And this is through Manson's perspective. He said, quote, this was, by the way, provided by Alternative Press, quote, he was already wearing the shirt that had his name on my shirt, and he said to me, I made you relevant again, Manson recalls. Bad mistake to say to me. He was a real piece of shit in the way he had the arrogance to say that. Manson added that Bieber contended the whole t-shirt collab was his idea, and that the next day, I told him I'd be at his sound check at Staples Centers to do Beautiful People. Manson seemingly never intended to show up to the sound check, but Bieber believed that I'd show up because he was that stupid. Manson must know where Biebs fucking lives because he took all the proceeds from those shirts from him, claiming that Bieber's people had no problem with coughing up the cash. They didn't even fight. They were just like, yeah, we already know. We did wrong. So here's the money. So if anything else, all the money that Bieber was supposed to make out of $200 shirts.
I'm curious on what the stats
went
were.
To Manson's bank account.
How all many? Of it? Every cent?
That's what they say.
Cool.
I wonder how many shirts they sold.
Here's the thing. We may not be the experts on it, but we do know a little bit about the law in this case.
Yeah.
Had Manson taken Bieber and his crew to court.
Oh, man, it would have been worse.
It would have been phenomenally worse.
Because he would have said, you didn't use my name, motherfucker?
Use the name.
And his
use
face?
Your likeness for your own profit. Yeah. If anything else, Manson could have been like, this is a perfect opportunity to fuck Justin Bieber. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
What's that shirt say?
Hello, lawsuit. Cha-ching. That's
Hello,
what it says.
Hello, lawsuit.
Money signs.
Cha-ching.
So, yeah. If anything else, despite everything that he could have done, Manson basically let him get off scot-free.
A little bit. I mean, obviously, he's getting a dig at him now because he came out, he explained his side of it. I won't say a lot later, but later than it actually happened. But yeah,
comparatively speaking,
yeah,
this could have been so much worse for Bieber.
Oh yeah, like that was like, nope, tour money gone.
And yeah, pretty much the entire tour.
He's gonna take his tattoos off him. He's like, nope, your tattoos are mine. My tattoos, and cut them off. He's like, yeah, I put them on the wall. Check it out.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's so weird. It's just a weird thing. The fact that he got the money, that's great. I'm just weirded out that Justin Bieber did this. Like,
you know what the weird thing is? It's celebrities that want to put on band shirts in order to try to remain relevant. They'll put it on their Instagrams and whatnot. Bieber took it to the next level by selling the actual shirt. But if you look at a lot of celebrities, they'll always be wearing, I guess, stuff from the 90s.
Yeah,
so
they'll
wear stuff like a Metallica shirt, the one Nirvana shirt.
Sure.
I've seen somebody wear like the Master of Puppets shirt.
Yeah. Well, because that stuff's coming back.
Right.
Like,
but
yeah,
that's the whole
the
idea.
Vintage style.
Is that they want to try to, hey, I'm relevant. I listen to this music too. Go fuck yourself.
Calm down, bro.
Please. Just go over in the corner.
But I'm in the band. I'm Lars. Yeah. Fuck you, Lars.
Actually, Lars just did an interview with Dave Grohl where they're swapping road stories.
Oh.
And I still need to check that out. But yeah, that's it's where it's gone at this point, where now, you know what the perfect example that I like to give in the sense of, okay, are you really a fan or are you just trying to get the attention?
Mm-hmm.
So we spoke about this at length about the performance at the Grammys for Lady Gaga and Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the name of the announcers, which basically goes to show I don't really care about the announcer for that. But the announcer says, ladies and gentlemen, Lady Gaga.
Yeah. And then
when it's actually Metallica yeah. with Lady Gaga. So yeah. it's the other way around. But first
she
off,
was a special guest.
She was a special guest
and
of
mind
Metallica.
You, and mind you, she had nothing to do with that.
Right.
Very little to do. Like, she didn't announce that. It's like, no, man.
So they do the performance, and she comes out on Twitter saying, I am so sorry for the mistake. I love Metallica. I grew up to them. And in my head, the first thought was, where's your shirt? Mm. Show me a picture of you wearing a shirt. Let me see the Black Album. You know, just hold up the CD or the cassette tape.
Okay.
Yeah, do that. It's just like, you don't really give a shit about Metallica. Come
well,
on.
Maybe she does. I think she might. We talked about that before. Like, she might, or else.
If, we did the research on this. She does rock. She has a rock band, too, right?
If,
on the
side. Well, she is part of, like, a punk band.
Yeah, something like that.
When she's starting out. But remember, like, Metallica jumped into this, too. Like, I don't think... I would hope to believe that as a band, they wouldn't want to work with someone unless they vetted them first.
Wait.
Yeah.
Who do you think I'm talking about?
Because you're talking about...
I'm not talking about Gaga.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the person who announced
them. Oh, see. Sorry. Oh. No, you said Gaga went on Twitter.
No, I said she did.
Yeah, she went on Twitter.
But like I said, I can't remember the name of the announcer who announced
them.
Didn't
specify.
That's why
when you said
she,
you sound like you're talking about Lady Gaga. Yeah.
No, you're right. Gaga was part of a punk band.
Yeah.
Semi-Precious Weapons.
Yes.
She's performed with them. No, I have, even though I don't listen to her music, I have much love for Lady Gaga.
She's a great artist.
She's awesome.
I think. She's a great performer. Yeah. She's got a varied background. She's performed with Tony Bennett and Metallica. How rad is that?
She is a solid human being.
Yeah.
That's what I can say. She is a solid human being.
And apparently on The Simpsons, when she cries,
they're tears of diamonds.
Hurt like hell.
It's like, yeah. My little monsters. I give her props because she was one of the few musical guests that she was in majority of that episode.
Yeah.
Usually musical guests, they're in it for like 5 minutes and there you go. She's like,
I've got a full-on orchestra over here. Yeah. Who ordered the orchestra?
It's like very rare. That's an old episode.
Possibly
too.
Well High. Cypress Hill.
Look at you.
Like, hey, guys. Hey, did we order
maybe.
We got to hurry up, man.
Yeah, it's us.
Yeah, that was us.
That was us. Peter
first
Frampton
off, that orchestra did the violin.
Yeah, like, yeah, can you play that? Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this might work.
Here's the thing with orchestras. They are badass.
Yeah, they can do anything.
They can do anything.
Granted, they have to do it. It's a legion that has to be part of this group to make it sound that dope.
I can't remember what year. I think it was... No, I can't remember the year. But it was the Foo Fighters performing The Pretender, and they had a contest where orchestra members had to perform for Foo Fighters.
Oh, man.
And they got the best of every single instrument. They brought them on stage. They got a conductor, and they performed The Pretender.
That's cool. Dope. That is super
rad. And it sounded so badass. So I give orchestras all the credit in the world.
Yeah.
Because they can do anything.
That was actually one of the reasons why Futurama had to change their budget when they went to Comedy Central. Because all of their music, when they were on Fox proper, they had a live orchestra that did all the music. And then when they went to Comedy Central, they're like, well, it's going to be expensive. We can't afford this.
We love you, Futurama, but we ain't got the bills.
What can we cut?
Because
there was that whole ordeal of they couldn't get all the voice actors. Like, they had, like, one person. It's like, where can we cut so we can get everyone back? Like, the live orchestra, we can do everything electronically through, like, synthesizers and whatnot. And, like, that's the way to do it.
Cool. That's fine.
But
I'm sure that orchestra that was doing the music for
them, it's not a huge...
They bounced back
somewhere
else.
They're somewhere.
Yeah.
They're performing. They're probably performing with various other bands.
Right.
Now. But
dope.
But yeah, it's one of those things where when you see any celebrity that are trying to go, like, I guess get the retro vibe of a band that may give potential fans good graces with them.
But I don't think Justin Bieber can do that.
No. I find that weird. I'm like, there's nothing about him that says, oh, yeah, I like Marilyn Manson. I'm like, really, dude? Let alone why would he think that's a good idea? Maybe he thought that was a mistake. Like, he thought it was Charles Manson.
Or maybe he's a dumbass.
And then he said, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, no, there's another. Whoops. And he's not going to
know. Didn't he get roasted, like, 2 years ago?
I guess I don't watch any of those Comedy Central roasts. They're dumb now. Like,
I agree.
Super dumb. The last one I watched was Ozzy Osbourne. They roasted him, and it wasn't even that great a roast.
Did you guys also know that Bieber is now in a beef with Mayweather? So
I heard that, but I don't care.
I'm like, well, look at him. Like, yeah. It's one of those things where, A, those are two douches I don't give a shit about.
Here's the reason why.
Why they're beefing.
Because apparently Bieber is legitimately trying to change his life, turn his life around.
Okay. I can respect that.
And through whatever program that he's going through, I don't know if it's a program, if it's a religious thing, I don't know. But for whatever reason, he was told, or for whatever structure that he's going through, he was told to cut out people that can essentially bring negativity in.
Okay.
And if you think about Mayweather, the guy's a massive shit talker.
Yeah.
And that in itself kind of draws negativity.
Yes, it does.
And for him to surround himself with that could be a very tempting thing to where, you know, I make it sound like he's a drug addict, but he might relapse.
Yeah.
And become...
Go back to the old Bieber.
Yeah. Okay.
Go back to the old Bieber. So he distanced himself from Mayweather, and Mayweather took offense to that. Because if you even remember, Mayweather taught him to box a little bit.
Yeah.
There's those images out there where he's holding the pads for Bieber to punch. Because he actually took the time to teach Bieber how to box.
Okay.
And now that Bieber's just like, you know, you can't be in my life. I'm like, got to get away from this. Mayweather's pissed.
Oh. His feelings are hurt.
Aww.
Canadian pop star doesn't want to hang out with me.
Wah.
My millions of dollars.
Wah. If Bieber's trying to
get back. He got $300 million for his last fight, right?
Something
for winning.
Some crazy number.
Yeah, for winning the
Somewhere
fight.
That's such a dumb thing, too.
I'll say this, though. If Bieber's trying to get back on, you know, not being a douche card, then cool. Let's hope that works out for him. Let's hope.
Well, with the recent events coming to light.
That was last year, though.
It was.
That was last year.
We'll see how it works out now.
All right. Maybe I'll take back the douche card and fuck him.
No, he's still a douche card. But
he probably is, yes. But, I mean, if it's working
so
on
funny.
It. If he's on...
It's like...
How do you go to... Wait. How do you do rehab for being an asshole?
It's like
is
behavior
that a possible
modification. Yeah,
thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Like
You're just like, I'm not behavior modification, but you know, someone's saying, hey, man.
He makes it sound
a,
so scientific.
You're being a dick. Don't be a dick. It's the don't be a dick anymore. People are making fun of you.
Take the dick out of you.
It's like,
get the dick out of you.
I'm just curious on who doesn't have a beef with Justin Bieber or Mayweather or Kanye. Like, and I guess also on top of that, Taylor Swift. Those four. Who doesn't have problems with these people?
Nah.
Or who will there ever be like? I feel like there should be.
I'm really trying to think. Actually,
yeah,
that's why my silence
who doesn't
has come
have,
up.
Who doesn't have a problem with these people, outside of fans and whatnot?
Right. I guess so. Okay. Let's refine that question a little bit. Who on a celebrity status?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Is not beefing with the mentioned
at some
people.
Point.
At
some point, someone's fighting with these guys. I'm like, for real?
Mariah Carey. But
actually, I guess you're coming there. Well, yeah. I mean, she's just not.
Is she beefing with one of them though?
I don't think she's beefing.
Or beefed at least once.
You know what? I think that she's just not that good of a person anymore. So,
who, Mariah?
Yeah.
Huh.
Ouch.
I'm just saying, as far as like how I mean, just going back to that, you know, that performance from last year, that was just super disrespectful to the fans who waited there for her for hours in the rain, and she danced like a dead-eyed stripper. In Reno.
I was watching Watch Mojo. It was a top, well, of course, because that's what
Watch
Mojo
top
is.
List.
It's a top 10. And they did another top 10 celebrities that are surprisingly down to earth. And at number two was Dave Grohl.
Okay, I was going to say, if you're saying Mariah Carey, I'm like, that bitch
has got
fifth bathroom.
But
here's the thing.
If you listen to a lot of the podcasts, there will be a Dave Grohl mention
in our podcast, yeah. Clearly.
I guess if we're going to put it in a percentage,
you're
89%.
Yeah, you're here.
No, we like Dave Grohl. He's a cool
dude.
He's
cool, yeah.
And one of the reasons, at least for me personally, I can't speak for you guys, maybe I can, is that he is so fucking down to earth.
I can't imagine a story I've heard where he's done something super crazy, like on a like rock star level. Like, I can't think of anything.
No.
At all.
Well, As far as like rock star status.
Yeah, no, I mean like.
But like as
you're
far as like that mentality of like being a rock star
not,
and you do these
no,
crazy things.
I don't know stories I've heard of him of like going to places going, don't you know who I am? Like, no, he's not.
Yeah,
I can't
right.
imagine him being like that at all.
And that's one of the reasons for me why I personally like him, because one of the people that you can say that would probably be about that same level in star power is Billy Corgan. But I look at Billy Corgan and I go, this guy's kind of an asshole.
He's a little weird.
Like, no, it's not even
not just
weird,
but like how his behavior is. Like he
sure.
He does. He's like one of those like, oh, I'm an artist type thing. But like, I imagine him going, don't you know who I am?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you guys think of
NWA? God damn it!
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he does. Right. Let me ask you guys: can you think of another celebrity that you think wouldn't do that?
That wouldn't be
do you have,
a dick?
Do you have any idea who I am?
Oh, you know, I would say that members who wouldn't say those things.
Yeah.
Any of the band members of Green Day? I can't imagine any of them doing that.
I think Billy Joel would do it.
Maybe once.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Well, when he's off the wagon, because he has a substance abuse problem.
Yeah.
Is he still on like in the rehab?
I think
that?
It's working.
I don't think you ever stop. You know,
no, I think
not really.
I mean, you relapse a little. You try and fend it off because, you know, like however your program you're dealing with. But I can't even then. I don't think it's an intentional thing.
No.
That's obviously other stuff. But yeah.
Okay. So then, yeah, I guess intentionally.
Yeah.
Let's go with intentionally. Then you're right. I could totally see Green Day not being that way.
No, not at all. I can't imagine.
Sean Vander, can you think of anybody, either musician or actor, actress?
Any of the dudes in Queen of the Stone Age.
I don't know.
Well, maybe.
Josh Homme?
I think he might, but it wouldn't be like a serious. Like, he wouldn't. It's not meant in a malicious manner.
Going back to Dave Grohl for a second, because when they did Them Crooked Vultures, there was a bit that they did where Dave just wanted coffee. Just coffee. Did they have to be like, hey, Dave, you want some coffee? Yeah, let's put a fresh pot. And, like, that became a line, fresh pot. So,
okay.
You know, it was just, like, Dave would just start saying something, and in the background you'd hear him say, fresh pot! But it turns out, I don't know if they were making...
has nothing to do with marijuana, huh?
No, it doesn't. It's just coffee. It's a different kind of drug. It's called caffeine.
All right.
I think he was making fun of the fact of that from a previous experience, because I recently found out that he actually did have to go to a hospital at one point for drinking too much coffee.
That can happen. You get a heart murmur or whatever it is from there.
Like, that was fucking real.
That's funny.
And I think they
how much coffee was he drinking?
I don't know, dude.
That's a lot of coffee. The 300 big ones.
Yeah, the 300 big ones.
100 cups of coffee.
Where everything else is going slower
he
around
just tapped
here
into the speed force.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Force. There you go.
Hold on. I want to say it one more time. Fresh pots!
Sure.
Oh, God.
All right. Next on the docket.
All right. Did you guys hear that Fox News now hates...
So dumb. So dumb.
Now, well, I can't... Here's the thing. I can't say it's all of Fox News, but it's an anchor at Fox News that essentially hates Superman and DC Comics altogether.
Todd Starnes.
It's the latest Starnes issue of Action Comics.
Superman.
He is dumb. Not Superman, but
yeah.
this guy from Fox News. I'm not even going to care to learn his name.
Todd Starnes, I don't give a shit.
No, we have to say his name.
No, I mean, I know who he is, but I'm not going to learn it. I'm going to call him
because
like,
here's
Billy
the thing. We're going to actually do our research on this.
No, I get that. I've read the name.
I
don't give a shit.
Yeah.
No, I read it, and I just like, this guy, fuck this guy.
You know, now
so
I want
dumb
that issue so bad now. I'm just going to just get it. Like, whatever.
Hey,
fuck
we
it
can go to Crush
care
Comics
we
and
can
get
Crush
it.
Crush Comics.
Or we'll go
here in Castro Valley.
Well, yeah, you know, we'll get to that later. I'm sure.
But yeah, essentially, what the story about this is that this issue, Superman is seen in a panel where he is defending these poor, well, I don't say innocent, but these poor folks who are being attacked by a man with a gun.
Machine gun.
And he is blocking the bullets with his chest, as Superman does.
Like he did, yeah.
And what the part that Fox News, I guess, is having, I couldn't necessarily 100% speak on their behalf, but they're upset because he is protecting what you find out are undocumented workers, and the gunman is upset because he feels like they are taking his job. Which I feel like is super dumb. And why are you upset about this, Fox News? It is a comic book and is kind of topical, but also, last I checked, Superman doesn't determine who he saves. No, he doesn't determine at all. Actually, he doesn't do anything like that.
No.
He sees someone in danger, he's going to save their life. That is how it is. The dude had a gun on these poor defenseless folks.
I thought Superman was in truth, justice, and the American way. But apparently...
Unless you read the Red Sun version
of Superman. Well, and technically, American way would be, hey, help out your neighbor. You see someone hurt, why don't you help them out? Not be a dick and shoot unarmed folks.
Yeah.
That is not how it should be.
Again, I know I'm going to go on a rant. I want to make sure you guys I want to make sure you guys say what you need to say about this.
Okay.
I just think, first of all, I think it was really cool that now it's like, hey, I want to buy that issue. But it's one of those, like, the dialogue he has with the gunman, he explains to him, hey, you know, they did this to me, they ruined me. He goes, the only darkness that you have is on you.
Yeah.
You did this. It's like, you didn't have to attempt to kill these people. And the part that gets me is that Fox News points out that when the police show up, he asks them, hey, can you make sure these victims are okay? They're safe and okay. I'm like, yeah, because, you know, that's what the cops are supposed to do.
Yeah.
They're supposed to make sure they're there to protect and serve, not just the specific people, but everyone who's there.
So the exact line is, he gets in front of the bullets, stop this, the supposed illegal immigrant, because I don't think at any point they're illegal or not.
The only person you know for certain that's an illegal immigrant is Superman.
In that room, guaranteed 100%.
Superman, illegal immigrant.
One of the characters says, gracias a Dios, thank God. Superman stops the gunman, grabs him, and says, why? And the gunman says, they stole from me, ruined me. And Superman says, the only person responsible for the blackness smothering your soul is you.
Yeah.
And then he goes, officers, make sure these people are safe and cared for. I have to go. And the officer says exactly what he should say. Anything you say, Superman.
That's right. Fucking.
Because it's fucking Superman.
He's like, yeah, man. He said.
I know he gets a bad rep for being the ultimate Boy Scout.
Yeah.
But.
I actually appreciate that.
Yeah,
that a true good person.
Sean Vander, your thoughts, your two cents, please.
So Todd Snarns. Continues in his little, I don't know if I would call it a tirade, but he continues to say, it's like, well, what's next? Is Superman gonna, why isn't Superman taking these illegals and taking them back to where they come from? Superman, truth, justice, in the American way.
Because he don't work for you.
Yeah. What's next? Is the Flash gonna run and get some illegals and
that is
across
not
the
how
border
that works.
And bring them over to our
that is
state.
Not,
you know what?
That's not the same.
And
he,
I'm like,
you
wow.
Know what? You know what, though?
Fucking wow.
You know what? He would if the situation called for it.
Yeah. And is Wonder Woman going to get her truth lasso of truth and do the very same thing? And
also,
like,
not an American. Also not an American.
Also not an American. Themyscarian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, should the moment arise where she needs to do it.
She will.
She will.
Yeah. Heroes.
And they calls them out, like they're saying that Superman is the poster boy for a social justice warrior. I'm like, well, he's part of a League of Justice. They're literally
called the Justice League.
The fucking name.
Like, come on, dudes.
Here's the funny part about
that. Do you think Superman
that.
Should be deported then? Because last I checked, not from
the
United
States.
Are
you going to deport him?
Tell
him fuck that.
I'm not going to tell that guy to go.
Yeah, right? Best thing around is because of him.
So, to finish my two cents,
please.
Todd, go fuck yourself.
Yeah?
That's it. Just Todd, go fuck
so
yourself.
So, here's the funny thing about this, is that if you look at the previous panels, there is a panel where I guess you would say he is protecting the 1%, because there is one guy who feels like he's been robbed and is about to set a mansion on fire.
Yeah.
And Superman says, don't do it. You can't do it. I'm not going to let you do it. He doesn't look at it as a 1%er or a 99%er.
No.
He sees
someone who needs.
As someone in need. The craziest thing about it is that Superman, while not even human,
no,
is what every human being should strive to be. you don't have to go necessarily be super powered, super fast, nigh invulnerable. It's just being a good person.
He's very compassionate.
He mm-hmm. just so happens to have all those abilities. But there is an issue where Superman loses his powers and still does it.
Yeah.
Goes in front of a gunman and talks him down. He could have been shot and killed right there and then. And I'm not telling anybody that they have to do this.
No.
I'm not telling you to put yourself in danger. But Superman doesn't do the things that he does because he has superpowers. He does the things that he does because it's the right thing to do. And the fact that this guy, I'm going to jump on the train with Randy and not even mention his name. We've said his name enough times.
My bad. But
No, fine.
We're
fine.
Not saying it was a bad thing.
No.
And the way you...
I agree, but...
The way you ended your two cents is the perfect amount of time to say his name.
Yeah.
Is that you're telling me, from the way he responded to this, what he is telling me is that it is okay to kill illegal immigrants. And I know that's a really big stretch. I realize that is. But you're getting so mad in the sense that he actually saved their lives.
And it's a comic book,
and it's fictional,
you.
Right. Are you telling me that it would have been better had they been killed for wanting a better life for themselves? How is it that an alien being who is not even real has more humanity than you?
Yeah. It's not even, to me, it's not necessarily about how, like with Superman, how he sees, like you said, he doesn't see rich or poor, whether or not you're from this country or not. He sees, he's compassionate because he knows these are living creatures. They're living beings around him. He's not even from here, and he knows their lives are precious. And, you know, no one has a right to try and think, why would you want to kill these people?
Correct.
They're not doing anything. It's like, come on, dudes. I also want to know, what the fuck, Fox News? Are you that slow, hard up on news to talk about that you need to shit on comic books? For real.
Yeah, get off my comics!
Come on, man. You're like up, you're worse than PETA now.
I mean, they're already up their going own after ass with this, like... Right,
I'm going to say they're neck and neck.
Yeah,
neck and neck. Well, yeah, I agree with you on that.
You hear about the jumping off topic for a second, and I'll let you get your word in a sec, Sean. But did you hear about the primate, the monkey who took a picture of himself?
Oh yeah.
And the photographer, you know, added it on
his book, took his camera,
and PETA was just like,
"No, they're infringing on his rights.
You're infringing on his rights
because he made money on the photo.
He made money on it, and they took him to court."
That's dumb. Like, first of all, I want to know, where does that money go?
Well,
that monkey have a freaking bank account?
Recently.
A lawyer, apparently.
Recently, they did settle out of court, and the photographer did give money, but it wasn't to PETA.
Okay, good.
It was to habitats that do that type of thing, where they take endangered animals and give them a safe habitat. He donated money to that.
Okay, that's fair.
That's fine.
That is weird, though, because then you have to do that line of whether and what creatures do we define as, how do you use the word, I guess self-aware in that sense. Like,
did
he know that he was taking a photo of himself? Did he know these things?
Which, like, more than likely he didn't. He probably just grabbed the camera, was taking a look, pushed a button while he was trying to get a grip on it, and boom.
If it flashed in his face, I imagine just yelling and screaming.
Chucking that camera across the cage.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Watch, 5 years from now, that monkey is the leading photographer on Instagram.
He learned.
Or he gets cosmic radiation and becomes Winston, like from Overwatch. That'd be dope. But whatever.
I actually would prefer him to get a hat, like in Futurama, where
there we go.
Where it's his monkey experiment.
Professor, what's... Ah, damn it.
Farnsworth?
No, it's not... No. Forgot his name. All right. Well, I don't know, PETA. I don't know what to do with you, man. I really don't, man. I don't know what to do, man. I mean, you're already arguing the fictional or the rights over Pokemon and what video game animals Mario's sliding up into, Tanuki suits and shit.
And now it's Fox News going after DC Comics.
And that, I mean, dude, go fuck yourself. But what I do like to see, oh, God, when, I don't know if you guys remember, but when Obama got voted in for a second term, if you turned to Fox News, Jesus Christ, it was
so
like
angry.
Somebody shot a baby. It was great. Every single one
so
of them.
Bad about it.
It was like America just voted for a communist president. Just like,
so
I'm like, I'm just waiting for it. I'm just
you,
like,
you think
somebody use a curse word, please.
You
please.
Think
Please.
You think the fighting game community was salty?
Oh my God.
You should have seen
I
this.
I could have eaten a big bowl of that all night. It
so
was just
weird,
so
though.
Delicious.
So dehydrated, but so delicious.
Oh, my God.
Oh, your tears sustain me, Fox News.
They are nourishing to me. So great.
So, I don't... I remember when they got mad about their, I forgot what they're talking about. Like, obviously, it was how the quality of television is down, and they were complaining about how like adult themes are during family, like was it prime time where it should be for families and whatnot. And then they were talking about a show that was on Fox. I'm like, no, dickhead, you don't get to do that. No. Not that they should have. I'm like,
let me ask you something, Fox. Didn't you put Married with Children on prime time?
It's like, listen. You don't get. I was like, listen.
That never happened.
Obviously, well, you know what it is. It's just so it's a way that they could have something to talk about. Because it's obviously like, no.
Yeah, they're giving themselves their own sponsorship.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
Their own,
don't do that.
Their own adding. Their own ads.
That's not a real issue. Come on, bro.
I remember towards the end of Obama's second term, where he says, you know, I can't do any
somebody
more terms. Something along the lines of that, and like all the Republicans laughed and clapped and everything, and he goes, yeah, I can't do them because I already won both terms.
Aha.
I was just like, oh, how does that taste? Was it nice? Was it nice? I think it was nice.
A big bowl of that. I can eat that all day.
So let me finish this topic off with this.
Done.
Regardless
please.
Of wherever you fall on the spectrum of immigration, whether you, or illegal immigration.
Yeah.
Regardless of wherever you fall on that, I think the one thing that we can all agree on is that regardless of whether they're here legally or illegally, they're still human beings.
Yeah.
And there's such a thing called human decency.
Yeah.
That we must have. Otherwise, you get events that are going on now where two tyrants are essentially playing bigger dick.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
No.
We need to be chill with each other. Every time at the end of the show when I say stay shiny to each other, stay shiny to each other. Be cool. Have fun.
God damn it.
Instead of worrying about the differences that we have, how about you guys celebrate the things that you have in common?
Yeah.
I can't be the only person that likes The Simpsons still. I cannot be.
I can take it or leave them. That's not true.
And I'm pretty sure that's the same with some other people. Regardless of wherever we fall on the political spectrum or anything, if I can say, well, I can at least watch The Simpsons and still enjoy it.
Yeah.
You like The Simpsons too? Let's go watch a fucking episode. Yeah. Oh, dude, you've got to check out the fifth season. The fifth season was great. Start going through that shit.
Fourth, fifth, sixth. My favorite seasons.
Yeah. It's not that hard, people. It takes more energy to hate than it is to chill and to be shiny.
Yeah.
True. So, all right. I like that. We ended that really good. Are we on time or no?
Yeah, we got a few more minutes.
Okay, cool. Do we go on J.J. Abrams being the new
Star definitely. Wars? Yeah. We can definitely use that and close this out. So, you know what, Sean Vander?
Why don't you go for it?
Take the lead.
Dope. So, I mean, I'm a man of, like, very little words. But, yeah. So, 3 days ago, well... I mean, I keep forgetting that we put this out in the next week.
Several days ago.
Yeah, it'll be Monday or whatever. But so J.J. Abrams is going to be the new director of Star Wars 9. And we're just calling it Star Wars 9 because I don't know what it's going to be called. And because it's, Star Wars 9.
The only thing I'm a little sad about is that it ended up getting delayed a year because of it.
Well, it's 6 months. It's like 6 months.
Oh, 6 months?
December. It's December because it was supposed to come out in May. I want to say not May 4th, but it was May 2019. It's now December.
I'm actually cool with that, though, because every movie has come out in December, right?
Yeah, I'm cool with Star Wars Christmas. Christmas is fucking awesome.
I don't mind that at all. And to be honest, they'll just delay it until it's Star Wars Christmas. I'm like, okay, whatever. I expect it at this point. It's not a problem. But, so he's going to also, he's directing. He's also...
He's the co-writer.
He's co-writing with Chris Terrio, who also wrote Argo, which is dope. I like the idea. However... He also wrote Batman v Superman and Justice League. So, I mean...
He's one of the writers of that.
One of the writers
for that. You can't 100% blame one person on that
movie. I don't think
you can.
No, you're right. You really can't.
It takes a village to be something that shitty, but yeah.
And then that village is still being directed by an asshat. So, I mean, whatever. Shit happens.
Wait, which one? You said it was being directed by an asshat.
Are you talking about Batman v Superman?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about Justice League. I was like, wait, no, that's actually kind of cool.
He's out now. But yeah, okay. Continue.
So, yeah. So, Colin Trevorrow, I don't know what happened with him to be to leave the project.
Basically, what they
creative
said.
Differences.
They said creative differences. Okay. Which is a like trend with Disney and their directors of Star Wars.
Okay. Well,
so, I mean, essentially, they have like two or three projects where it's been something of that difficulty. To be fair, that guy, I got why people liked him because he was what's trending. Because he did Jurassic World and people like Jurassic World.
Yeah.
But that is, Jurassic World was not a movie about, I wouldn't say it wasn't a good human piece. I mean, obviously you got dinosaurs, mm-hmm. you have the action, all that fun stuff. At its core, with Star Wars, to me, it's these characters and you have to make them obviously likable and there have to be a cool arc.
Let me
and
ask
everything.
You guys something, though. You guys saw Jurassic World, right?
Yep. Yes.
Was there really anything different than the standard formula of a Jurassic Park movie?
Not really. The
did
last
he do
10
anything
minutes
special?
Of it was pretty awesome.
The part I didn't get was when they killed that poor babysitter. Like, that strung on so long. I was like, or the assistant who was watching the nephews.
Oh,
they
yeah,
strung
yeah.
that whole ordeal for such a long time. I'm like, did you really need to do that? Was
and
that
then there
necessary?
Were, yeah. And then there was a guy who was trying to weaponize these raptors. And it's like,
oh, yeah. That was
Vince
D'Onofrio.
Yeah.
He was because that's part of the book. In the original book, they actually made the raptors. They were like freaking SEAL Team 6 type
yeah.
Rainbow Six raptors. And they kind of put it in there with.
As cool as that idea is.
I wonder which one of them was the splinter cell.
But made it. But it was the part
Sam
that.
Fisher.
Sam Fisher
raptor.
The problem is.
Sam raptor.
It could, in the book, yeah. it's like it happens. Kind of, I wouldn't say quickly, but it's something that's been built up. In the movie, we're just like, oh, look,
they're
like
doing
special force now. I'm like,
yeah.
all right. But yeah, it was.
The reason I ask is because it was essentially. They went off of the same premise that they did when the first Jurassic Park movie is. Who the fuck thinks it's a good idea to have a dinosaur theme park? Live dinosaurs!
Well, the park it's not a problem with. When they start fucking around and, like, seriously
playing
mixing.
God, yeah.
I mean, they were playing God already, but they straight up, like, made this, like, super badass monster that was also smarter than they were.
Yeah,
it's
that
like,
was the
oh,
problem. Because technically, Jurassic Park at that point is fine. It works.
It was like, was it 30 years without an incident?
Yeah,
and
it
then,
works.
Oh, they let out the most dangerous creature they have in the park.
Well,
why
yeah.
was that even there?
And that's when they're like, oh, we need to get attendance up because, you know, taking care of dinosaurs is expensive.
Who would have thought it would have cost this much money?
Jesus.
I mean,
man.
Right? Although I would have wanted, I totally want to go see Jurassic, well, the new island they made.
You know what?
Yeah.
Fuck that. Have released 4 movies and books. Showing exactly why you shouldn't do that. Randy Kings, it was nice knowing you.
I'd go there.
I'm going this way.
And granted, I'm also, you know.
No, if they have like 30 years of just not,
why not?
Anything happening, let's go into like that 20-year like
yeah.
track record when everything's
cool. The sweet spot.
Yeah.
You go and you leave, and we're good. Well, you know, I saw a dinosaur. I got a T-shirt.
I could see that being like a.
I picked up the raptor claw.
Yeah.
Boom.
I could see that working, but not on that 30 years.
No.
Like, yeah, no.
When they're like trying to revamp a new attraction.
Let's make a really.
That's what I'm like.
Dangerous to dinosaur. Nah.
We gotta wrap up. I want to make sure Randy Kings gets his say on Star Wars Episode 9.
The
J.J.
new director,
Abrams.
J.J. Abrams. I'm cool with. I think he, you know, he has he actually has a winning record when it comes to being a director in the
yes.
Star Wars brand. You know, granted, we also have a lot of time because, you know, it is 2 years away.
Yes.
People are like all in uproar because, you know, they're changing directors for Episode 9. I'm like, we're barely going to get Episode 8. I am bummed that Ryan Wilson couldn't come in and do it because, you know, he's doing Episode 8 and getting a lot of positive feedback
from,
on that.
Yeah. From my understanding, Abrams saw what he was doing
and he
likes
it a lot.
He loved it.
It's like
maybe he'll bring him in to help out for the 9th.
Maybe
know, you get
executive produce easy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
The thing about it is that it cannot be an easy thing to do to take on a franchise like Star Wars and then expect to do it again shortly after.
Yeah, you're right.
Like he's gonna like Episode 8 comes out. Is it this year? No. Yes.
Yes, it's this
yeah.
year.
This year, yeah.
Next year is the young Han Solo movie.
Yeah,
and then the year
after
that
is
supposed
episode
to be
nine.
Episode 9. Yeah,
and it cannot be easy to do Episode 9. Because unfortunately, with Carrie Fisher passing, that is a big chunk of the story. That is like they've even said, it's like, yeah, this alters our plan quite a bit. It's like, oh, good luck to you, J.J. Abrams. You know,
yeah,
I feel confident that you can do it. And
me too.
You know,
said it last week.
Can't be that. I mean, there's only two choices I had was Ryan Wilson and then having or J.J. Abrams would be the other guy I'd think of to take this over. And I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I feel you. Feel you.
What about you, man? What do you got?
I liked it. And
we got 2 years, so it's
yeah, like, we've got 2 years. I'm sure he can think of something. You know, the thing is that I don't. There's times where I will look at a movie specifically for the directors, and then there's where it's just like the franchise is so big that to me it doesn't matter who you get to direct it.
Yeah.
And in this case, I guess this case brings me down right down the middle, in the fact that Star Wars is a really cool movie for me. I know that there's people that are way bigger fans than I am in the series. I'll even say it right now, Randy Kings, you are a way bigger fan of the Star Wars than I am.
Well, I have a Star Wars
You're
shirt
wearing
on right
a
now.
Star Wars shirt yeah, for right I now, rebel. For Christ's sakes.
I'm rebelling.
I see the double-sided lightsaber from where I'm sitting while we record this.
Yeah.
One to admit that. Well, I do like it. There's people out there that like it way more than I do. But to know that Abrams is going to take it over, and he's already shown us, like you mentioned before, episode 7, mm-hmm. which was really good. I know there's other naysayers out there, but all in all, top markings, makes me feel a little bit more comfortable than going with somebody that I'm not too familiar with, that has done maybe like smaller indie movies and whatnot. Well, they may have been good. Still kind of like it's a really big monster to take on.
Well, like
Abrams has the track record.
Yeah.
To be able to do it.
Yeah.
And again, mentioning before, he's seen what Ryan Wilson has done. Did I say is his name right?
I believe it's like a weird spelling. I say Ryan. I think it's like Rain Wilson, right?
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It's
yeah.
R-A-I. I don't know. I apologize if we're misspelling it. I've also been drinking, as I usually do on this podcast.
Mm. he's like what Rain Wilson has done. I think it would be really cool if they actually sat down and like, hey, let's bounce ideas off of each other.
I'm sure probably he might be doing that. I'm sure.
I know there is such a thing as too much of a good thing, yeah. But I mean, I'd like to see what both like when two minds come together.
Yeah.
Because it feels like to me that Abrams would only compliment Ryan's ideas.
Yeah.
So why not give that a shot? I feel like I'm still going to get a good Star Wars movie, yeah. Whether he does do that or not.
Clearly.
I'd like to see it. I'd like to see what they can come up with. But all in all, yeah, stoked.
I mean, it comes down to scheduling. Like, whether or not, you know, obviously he's going to come off of
Dude,
episode
if he,
8.
If he says, hey, I want you to work on 9 with me, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, you also want to give him a grace period. I mean, fucking, he just got episode 8 out the door.
Right.
Just executive produced.
Yeah,
chill.
And like I said, just bounce ideas off of each other. Doesn't have to be like a full on.
We'll get
okay.
a coffee, a pizza, whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's going to take more than that for
probably,
to do a Star Wars film.
But you know what? Here's the thing. It starts off with just going and grab some coffee or something and bounces ideas. And sometimes just realizing things can be enough energy to where, like, okay, you know what? I'm willing to go. Let's do this. You know, that one little spark.
I mean, we're speaking on behalf of Ryan Wilson, who's going to be hopefully, you know, rested up after episode 8 that he can pull something like that off.
Yeah. Alrighty. Gentlemen, we've hit the hour mark.
Yes,
or
we
just
have.
A little bit over. So, final words. This time we'll start with Randy Kings.
Justin Bieber and Fox News, go fuck yourselves.
Sean Vander?
Justin Bieber, I hope you're doing well in asshole rehabilitation. And Fox News, go fuck yourself. And check me out on Vander978 at twitchtv.com. I'm going to stream a little later and try and make a habit of it. And, yeah.
Guys, always fun to do this with you. Thank you so much. This is Emmanuel from Word Vomit Productions reminding everybody that if you think there's something wrong with the enchilada, something wrong with the enchilada.
Poopy
Stay
problems.
Shiny to each other, people.